When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
I was ready to come in here and just light up Kristen. Just light her up because she has this take that watching television is a freaking hobby.
It makes me feel better about myself. Let me have it.
So I thought nobody is as ridiculous as Kristen. So mm-hmm. I put it up on Twitter as a poll.
Yeah.
60% of people agree with you.
Yay! I'm in
really?
The majority.
Bye,
a schmidgen, but I'll take it.
That is not what?
It is.
60% say yes?
60% said it's watching TV is a hobby.
It's how you choose to spend your leisure time. Like if I get enjoyment out of watching documentaries. I just started watching Buccaneers on Apple TV, which as soon as I watched it, I'm like, oh my God, this is Abby's jam.
Yeah, I started watching it over the weekend too, because I'm like, this looks up my alley. It's a period piece with feminism in the middle.
Right?
So yeah, I've been watching that too. It's so good.
So if anything is done in your leisure time, it would be considered a hobby. Anything.
Consistently. Yeah.
Meditating.
That's a hobby.
It's a hobby.
Yeah.
Sleeping.
Okay, that's not a hobby.
Why? Doing it in your leisure time?
Yeah.
Okay, if napping is something you enjoy, then
it's necessary. That's a health thing.
You need sleep to survive.
So you agree with her, and you went to Emory. You agree that watching TV is a hobby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially if you think about what you're watching.
Yes.
I mean, like, and if you talk to Kristen about reality shows, she can give you rundowns on people's marriages. I'm sure you've talked to friends about reality shows. It's a topic of conversation.
Think about how many television shows have been the center of segments on this show. Like, it sparks debate. It sparks conversation.
It doesn't feel like, for me, that's like, it doesn't feel like a hobby, though. If I don't...
A watching Naked Attraction was most definitely a hobby.
All right, Abby, there are definitely good reasons to swipe left on people. Then there are the more superficial ones.
Yes, I need everyone to just take a breather real quick, because before you get your panties in a wad, let's just all admit that we can be a little shallow when it comes to dating. And Kristen challenged me yesterday as we were swiping through my dating apps to admit to some of the more shallow reasons I've been turned off on my apps.
Bert, it was so much fun. So you had already left because you had your doctor's appointment.
Uh-huh.
And I was, you know, Abby was swiping and she showed us a dude, and then I'll let you tell him about the dude that you swiped left on, which made total sense. I did not find that superficial. That was not like a minor ick. That was a major ick. But then she came across one dude that she swiped left on, and it was for such a minor offense. Like, you have to put a list together of minor offenses that you've swiped left on.
All right, and guys, before you get totally offended, if you might be on this list or have one of these superficial characteristics, keep in mind, this is also coming from the woman that has never been eager to go on a second date.
Because they're the problem, okay. Clearly. So the profile we came across yesterday, as I was swiping on Hinge, trying to distract my mind from having a single thought in it, I came across this guy's profile, and he was a military guy. I'm like, oh, sounds like a stand-up citizen. And then you look at his face, and he had a tampon hanging out of his nose. Cassie actually didn't say this was a deal breaker. She said that she thought that this guy would be funny.
It shows personality. I think it's funny. He's not afraid of tampons. He's a goofball. That's his first photo. I would totally swipe on that.
Everybody's got different preferences. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I ain't dealing with no goofs. But then the next guy we came across.
Says the girl in radio.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in dating any goofs.
Yeah, we got to balance each other out. Only one of us can be a loser in this relationship. So. Save that. So then the next profile I came across. And when I say that I swiped left on this. It was more of like the breaking point. Like I was kind of like doing the critical analysis in my head of like, can I like forget? Could I like have sex with this man? No. And it was when I came across a video of him shotgunning a Pepsi.
Well, that's impressive.
And I was like, he's a Pepsi drinker.
So it wasn't even the shotgun. It was just that it wasn't Coke.
No.
It was also a poor shotgun.
It was a bad shotgun.
It was a bad shotgun at that too.
And maybe he'd be more into Lana Del Rey because she has that one song referencing what her downstairs area tastes like.
Yes.
Pepsi. So not for me. I'm not in the same zip code as Lana Del Rey.
I mean, she didn't hesitate. It was the fastest swipe left I've ever seen. It was amazing.
I was like, no, it's not even Pepsi Zero. Do you want to get diabetes early? Anyway, okay, so the second one was that in a lot of his prompts, he kept using the smile with the colon and the parentheses. I don't know. There's just something icky about it.
Oh.
You know, it just feels very feminine.
Use an emoji you want. You want emojis.
Yeah, and just like one. You get one as a man. Like
ever
per year, you get to use it once.
One
a
emoji
year.
Or one emoji a year.
A single emoji used a year. You get one time.
Make it count.
God, it's got to be good. This next one, I think you'll be surprised about, and it's because he was too in shape. Now, I think there's a degree of looking attractive because you have like some muscles and it looks like you're fit. Maybe you run. But if it looks like all you do is snort protein powder and spend your days at the gym, I just know that you're not going to have any time for me. Freak. I'm going to take up a lot of your time.
That's bad.
This next one. So on Bumble, you can scroll down to see what artists they listen to on Spotify. And one of his top artists, if you want to call it, was the White Noise Machine.
That's actually fun.
I think that's very funny.
That's hilarious.
And it's better than most stuff played on the radio.
And I just thought, that's not for boys. You don't need, why do you need to be listening to White Noise Machines?
Wait, this, that's not, you don't think men need white noise?
No.
We can't sleep. We just trying to get a good night's rest.
go to bed like a man.
Just put your head on a rock.
Yeah,
right.
No pillows.
Babies and toddlers need noise machines. Not a man.
Shoot some whiskey. Pop a melatonin. No, not even that. You don't need melatonin. You're a boy. Okay, this next one. There's something about a man saying that he's spiritual is a big turnoff for me.
Really? And you're spiritual?
No, I'm religious.
Okay. So what is the difference between spiritual and religious?
Spiritual to me means you can't make up your mind. Like, what do you worship? You know, like, I can get on board with you being Christian, you being Jewish, you practicing anything, because at least you're committing to something. You saying you're spiritual just means you could be worshiping anything. Like, I'll be honest, I feel spiritual at a Taylor Swift concert, like when she has that one section and she like takes us to church, but that's as far as I'm getting on the spiritual
realm.
So
you can't dabble in religion for you. That would be like not committing to religion is spirituality.
Oh, this
you
is
want
hilarious.
Somebody committing to a religion.
You got to commit to something.
Okay. At this point, just being a man will get you disqualified.
Facts.
Honestly. This one I know I'm going to get some hate for, and I know that this is a valuable profession.
You didn't think spirituality was going to be the one you got hate on? Screw you and your crystals, bitch!
This next one, so this is actually true. So I saw this guy. I thought he was very cute. He has the floppy brown hair, which is my thing. I love a man with floppy brown hair. But he said he was a plumber. And there's just something about being a plumber that is just so unsexy to me.
Abigail.
But I know it's a great profession. I know they make good money.
Yes.
So it's not hating to plumbers. I just don't want to sleep with you.
So if you're a spiritual plumber who likes good sleep and likes to drink Pepsi, Abby does not want to date you.
Drink Coke Zero like a man.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
This next one might just be specific to me, but he wore shorts down to his knees.
Oh, yeah. They're too long. Shorts, not good. Like Bermuda ones?
Yes.
Yeah.
They hit your kneecaps, bruh. It's a no for me.
That's hilarious.
This guy had a dog that I thought was too feminine.
You thought the dog was too feminine?
What was the dog?
It was like one of those scruffy little white dogs. I'm like, it looked, you know how every like suburban white family has a crusty white dog named Bella?
Yes. Like a Maltese?
Like a Maltese. It looks like it's on its deathbed. He had one of those.
And you broke up with him because of that.
Well, I didn't. So we didn't get in a relationship. Yeah.
Swipe left.
I didn't get with him with a 25-mile radius of this man.
So he had his little crusty white dog in his profile, and that's what caused you. Normally, dudes with dogs, like that's like that seals the deal.
No, but this was a feminine dog.
Sorry, Bella. Okay, this next one. His profile pic was a mirror selfie, and I just couldn't get on board with
that's
that.
That's legit.
That's fair.
It was legit. Okay, thank you for agreeing me on one.
Okay. One.
Yeah, you get one. Yeah. Did I get a single one?
This is better than the entire industry of plumbing.
It's literally making sense why you never get second dates. Right. Like, on the date, he probably is like, I'll have a Pepsi, please, and she's like, swipe left out of the restaurant.
All right, this is my last one, and I also feel like this one's legit. So he's from Ohio, and I went out with a guy from Ohio once who sucked, and yeah. So I was like, I can't go back to that. Also, I can't be spending my holidays in Ohio, not my vacation days. I am not spending Christmas in Cincinnati.
these actually make sense, and you can dislike somebody by proxy. Like, if you dated somebody that loved a band and it was a bad breakup, you have to hate that band by proxy.
Well, I completely agree. So these were my last 10 icks from the last hour.
It's not a band for Abby. It's just white noise, apparently.
Vanessa's right here with you on Superficial. Swipe left. Hey, Vanessa.
Hey. I stopped dating. Like, he was actually a really nice guy, but I stopped dating him because he had, like, the tiniest teeth. It was like his adult teeth never came in. It was like he still had baby teeth, and I could not get past it. Like, kissing him was, like, I was like, I can't do it. Stop dating him.
Not the chiclet teeth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.